This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. More and more people are discovering the power of artificial intelligence through services like ChatGPT. So tech companies are getting more and more into art spaces, including music discovery. KEXP's Roddy Nickpour brings us this review of RadioGPT and Spotify DJ.
When I think of the intersection between robots and music, the band Daft Punk immediately comes to mind. They have since broken up, of course, but in an exit interview with the BBC, they have said, quote, "As much as I love this character, the last thing I would want to be in the world we live in 2023 is a robot." For Futuri Media, though, being a robot isn't just a character, it's a lifestyle. And inevitably, a way to make a profit.
Futuri is revolutionizing the audio industry with the launch of RadioGPT, the world's first AI-driven localized radio content solution.
Earlier this year, the company launched something called RadioGPT. It harnesses the same technology of ChatGPT by pulling facts from all over the internet and combines it with state-of-the-art voice generation technology. The promise is to, quote, "bring a radio station to life."
Using Futuri's patented automation link and patented topic pull system.
Okay, along with AI, it's only fair at this point if I take a moment to acknowledge an obvious bias here. After all, we are KEXP, a public radio station that pays human DJs to curate mixes on the air 24/7. We pride ourselves on being supported directly by listeners, and so, of course, RadioGPT kind of rubs us the wrong way. Nevertheless, Dan Anstendig is the CEO of Futuri Media, and presumably a real human being. Here's what he told the National Association of Broadcasters earlier this year.
I think most people in media jump right to this idea that, okay, ChatGPT is just going to write all of the content and we're not going to need people and we're not going to need producers and so on and so forth. I don't see that at the outset.
I got the willies when I heard him say, at the outset. But don't worry, he then goes on to explain the value that we have over our robot overlords.
Where a human is differentiated is critical thinking, creativity, empathy, understanding context, nuance, emotion. It's not necessarily a replacement.
I raise my eyebrow at necessarily, but still, he claims that RadioGPT is meant to help us humans in the radio station do our job, not totally take us over.
Speaking broadly, I do think that AI can do two things. I think it can make completion of human tasks more efficient, and it can deliver insights that no human can replicate. And so when you think about that from an air talent's perspective, and you also think about the fact that more than half of the air shifts in this country are not live, you know, they're voice tracked, if we're all being real, by an overworked jock who may or may never have actually been in that market. And then you realize that there's a way to use today's artificial intelligence technology to really create a live and local broadcast and make it real time about what people really care about. You know, I think that means that radio is going to become more interesting.
RadioGPT's job is to add, for lack of a better word, humanity to the airwaves during unfilled day parts. The AI DJs will share information about artists, give updates on weather and traffic, conduct engaging interviews, post on social media, and provide news updates. So next time there's a Supreme Court decision like, I don't know, overturning Roe v. Wade, don't worry, you can depend on AI voices like Faye to curate a soundtrack.
I am skilled at creating unique and entertaining breaks that keep your audience engaged and coming back for more.
According to Futuri's website, Faye says that she's, quote, "like your fun best friend on the radio, with less drama and more meme references," end quote. Sorry, John Richards, we just don't have time for all your drama anymore. I need more dank memes in my life.
Anything a radio human can do.
Cutting-edge AI technology.
I can do better.
Every voice you hear
is 100% AI. Compelling information.
Highly engaging data.
We're your entertainment assistants.
100% generated by artificial intelligence.
This is...
Okay, so the first question on the website's frequently asked questions is, why would I want to listen to a bot? The answer they give is, why not? To which I respond, touche. Futuri says that radio stations can pick from various voices with, quote, "different vibes, from R2-D2 to HAL 9000 to Westworld-like almost human voices.
I got a sneak peek of the upcoming iPhone 15 Pro. A few things I saw were a USB port, more curved edges, and a thicker camera bump. It looks like it's coming in September. No clue as to the battery life. That's the cool thing about us AEi types. Never need to recharge. We keep going and going and going and going.
Robots talking about other smaller robots. Well, if that isn't a warning shot from the imminent robot takeover, then I don't know what is. Don't worry. Fewer people are relying on radio stations to help them discover music anyway, since they can simply do that on demand with an app on their phone. A certain app you might already know, which leads us to...
Hey Max, what's going on? I'm X, and from this moment on, I'm going to be your own personal AI DJ on Spotify. Let's go.
That's right. The most popular music streaming platform in the world is getting in on the AI-powered DJ technology. Spotify has named its DJ X after Xavier Jernigan. He was a host on a Spotify podcast called The Get Up. X is based on the same premise of Faye from Radio GPT, but instead of being curated by a radio station, Spotify derives its commentary from your listening history in their app.
All right, Max, let's get you out of your feels and switch up the vibe. You've been into dance music lately. I got this brand new release to get you moving.
The feature is already available to Spotify Premium users. Admittedly, I don't use Spotify, so I can't really test this feature for myself. However, here are some thoughts from three people on our team who have used it, though. Starting with our 90-point team production assistant, Sid Gladue.
I don't think it's like maybe, you know, an evil Terminator robot, but from using it over the last probably 2 months or so, it's interesting to like watch it get smarter.
Of course, Sid is cautious of being complicit in her own music taste.
It's giving you what you want to hear, not necessarily what you need to hear. And it kind of creates this effect where music, this big wide world that so much of us love, is narrowing in on itself. It's not interested in challenging your musical tastes.
Digital content producer Janice Headley explains the good, the bad, and the ugly for her, too.
I'm a Libra, and I very often suffer from decision-making fatigue, so I like the function because it makes the decisions for me. I do like it when the AI DJ will set up a mix like, here's some music you were digging back in 2018, and then it plays a set of songs that I'd almost forgotten about.
Still, she says that that curated vibe is off.
Unlike other AI, it learns nothing from your interactions with it. I skip your set, yet you play it again for me 30 minutes later or the next day? I won't lie, I'll probably keep playing it on those days that I can't muster up the energy to pick out my own music. But as the sets become more and more repetitive, I know I'm going to get bored and not even find it that funny anymore.
Our digital content manager, Dusty Henry, has also tried the AI DJ feature in Spotify.
So first of all, there's this really corny voice like, hey, I'm your DJ, I'm going to play you some stuff you like. You know, it's all data-driven, right? And data without human context leads you to some pretty weird places. So the first thing it started playing for me was Ryan Adams, which was an artist I used to love. And obviously, not too long ago, he was, you know, accused of some really terrible things, a sexual assault. And I've pretty much stopped listening to him as soon as that information came to light. But the data didn't pick up on that. It just saw, oh, you used to listen to Ryan Adams a lot, so let's throw you a throwback. And then it transitioned into a Mark Kozelik song from Sun Kil Moon, who similarly also had some pretty aggressive allegations. And when I similarly stopped listening to him after that as well.
He says the DJ feature itself is a little overkill.
The only difference I see between the DJ function and Spotify's, you know, curated playlists or custom playlists they make for you is that it just has an obnoxious AI voice that mispronounces names in the middle of sets of songs.
Anecdotally speaking, it seems well received by people whose entire listening catalog is primarily contained to Spotify. Some users consider this just another step up because it replicates all the warm fuzzies of feeling catered to without actually having to build a community. Here's how the tech site Wired put it in an article titled Spotify's AI DJ Has No Soul. Quote, cast your mind's eye beyond Spotify's X voice, and you will find only the void, a vast jumble of machine learning metrics and carefully calculated curation that tells you what it thinks you want to hear. Listening to the AI DJ feels eerily lonely in that it is a constant reminder of what it is not. End quote. Well, Whether you hear Radio GPT on a station near you or recede into the solitude of the Spotify DJ, technology is making its way into how we discover music. And I'm just going to say it, KEXP's still here. For KEXP, I'm Roddy Nickpour.
That was Sound and Vision, a show brought to you by Real Humans, by KEXP, a station that we've called Robot Free Radio. Our DJs are live on air 24/7. We are a publicly funded station that cares about humans, and you can help support the work that Real Humans do to make Sound and Vision and KEXP possible by giving a one-time $20 donation at kexp.org/sound. You can also help support this show for free by helping spread the word about it, share an episode with a friend, or two, or three. Rate this podcast, review it, subscribe to it. Those little things go a long way. Thanks for listening, and you can check out the 90-minute broadcast version of the show each Saturday on KEXP from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Pacific. You can listen online worldwide, kexp.org, or in Seattle at 90.3 FM.